You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. It's my favorite day of the week. Joining me today is my family, Allie.
Hello. Excited to be here.
Thanks for coming on, love. We're missing Chelsea, but we do got Randon Lee Jr., Ronnie. Hey, boo-boo.
I miss Chelsea a lot already.
No. Yeah.
Such a good episode. This episode had a lot of balance, which I like. And but we're going to make it through, us three. We're gonna power through. It'll be fun.
Yes.
Chelsea is she's picking up her boyfriend today. They've been separated for months. So she's going to be doing the dirty all day long. So let's have a good vibes.
Oh my God.
It's a really interesting episode. I'm trying to get you guys geared up, you know, give you guys a little bit of a push. I hope you got your calluses ready because it's going to be a rough episode, you guys. There's going to be a lot of things we're going to talk about. A lot of jokes. I got a lot of jokes today because these women, I mean, they were beat by bushes. They were basically at a gay bathhouse. Ooh. They all went crazy, drunk on each other. So, Ronnie, you know I got the popper jokes all ready to go.
I was ready to text you about it, but I'll wait.
Well, let's start with you. What did you think about the episode overall in comparison to what we've been getting the last couple weeks?
Well, I think when we initially brought into the season, we were like, oh, how's it going to do without Bethany? So there was always that. How's it going? And I feel like some of these episodes were becoming too angry, you know what I mean? And that could be a Dorinda problem. But this, to me, had balance. I did say that a second ago. And I think I really felt like we need more of them to be separate. Like, I don't need them to always be together. So I felt like, you know, having Leah's scene separately was nice. I felt like kind of seeing Sonia. I'm sorry, I'm getting everyone confused. Seeing Ramona in her own space, like kind of doing what she does. Obviously, she is a little much with her whole socialite thing, but I like to see that. So I felt like we built a good storyline with a lot of the ladies. I do wish, and I thought of you actually, Leon, I do wish we have more Luann. I feel like she's like not prominent. You know, we have this big tagline, you know, raise the stage, you know, light the lights, you know, I'm taking center stage, but like, we don't seem to see her, and that kind of disappoints me. But all in all, I like the episode. I really did.
I think we'll see more of Luann in a little bit. I think we're just getting through, you know, some of the rough parts, the rafters. Allie, what did you think about this episode being kind of like a reminder of what happened last episode? Because Leah's like, are we not going to acknowledge what happened?
Totally. I completely agree with Ronnie, though. I do think this episode is great. I think that so far they've done a great job of setting up this season. But yeah, I was so happy that Leah kept pulling these girls like back down to earth. Like, hold up, so much just happened and we're not even going to address it. Like, we're just going to move on. So they're just trying to, you know, put a Band-Aid over the problem. And Leah's like, no, we need to really get to the core, figure out what's going on here. And she did her best to do that. I wouldn't say it went as well as she had hoped, but overall, yeah, a great episode. And I also liked the moments where they weren't always together, even though those moments are great and make for great entertainment. But I do think we're going to have to see them a little bit more clicky and a little bit off with maybe just one or two of the girls, because there's just a lot of drama right now.
Yes, and we're going to be getting into all those scenes throughout the episode, so make sure to stay with us until the very end. We open up with Luann and Leah, and, you know, they're having lunch, and the one thing I noticed about the very top of the episode is nobody felt good. Everyone's like,
I know.
I'm like, y'all got coronavirus. Y'all got the COVID or something?
Early stages, yes. Early on COVID, yep. They were there.
I think so.
Well, Leanne and Leah are talking and they're getting to know each other. And usually a normal person would have been scared off by now. But Leah is here to say, like, you guys, I like that we're all messed up. I'm not about the ganging up thing, though. You know what I mean? I think there needs to be a balance. And Dorinda saying she's not interested. Girl, I mean, you're even talking about it with your life coach. We will get into that. But right before we can get really into the nitty gritty, Tinsley shows up. And she's like, yeah, you guys, I was ganged up on, you know. I like gangbangs, not gang ups. So this was interesting. What did we think about the top of the episode with Leah Luann and Tinsley? This is a clicky kind of scene that you're talking about, Allie. What did you think about the nuts of this scene?
I like these three together. I think we've seen a bond between Lou and Leah so far with their shared past and everything. So I'm really here for the three of them, actually. I think it's funny and it's really, it doesn't make sense. Like the three of them don't make sense, but I'm here for it. But I feel, again, I have to be Team Tinsley again for this episode. I agree that she can get annoying and she can sound like a little dog and all of that, but that's not reason to just hate someone and to attack someone. Everyone's different. We all handle our emotions differently, but I thought the top of the show did a great job at kind of letting us know, okay, this is kind of still going on. There's still some tension and they addressed it and yeah, I don't know.
And they gave us a little flashback. Ronnie, what did you think about Sonia throwing up in the van? We didn't see that.
I liked it because, you know, we were at a point where it was too much of Sonia getting wild. So this particular episode, we didn't see any wild Sonia, really. She wasn't drunk. And I like that. But it did give a little taste, that little nugget that we still need to know that she does go, you know, batshit crazy. And it was a great reference to know that, of course, she would do that, you know. I'll get into my opinions on Sonia in a little bit as we go on. But as far as Leah and Luann, I completely agree with what Allie said. They are such a good dynamic. And I think it's because Luann speaks her truth and like Leah doesn't really get offended very easily. And I think that's really cool. It's a trait that I do like about Leah. You know, she's very like, let's just like chill. Let's like just have fun. You know, not all of Leah's traits I enjoy, but that's one that I like, and I like those two together. Whether it's because they have a bond over, you know, having a mugshot or whatnot, it's just a really cool bond. My Tinsley thing, though, I do feel like just a little bored with her. You know, I think she had given us two horrible seasons prior, and it was kind of like, how does she deserve to continue to stay on the show? So this season, at the beginning, she kind of jumped and gave us something. And I feel like now we're not getting anything yet again, as we didn't get the first two seasons. So she's dwindling a little bit for me.
Well, she is going to be departing soon. So I don't know. I'm here for a smooth departure. And I like what she's given us this season. While the girls are being clicky, there's another click hanging out. And it's Sonia, Ramona, and Dorinda. They're going to go work out. And, you know, there's a little subtle shade that's happening there. Even Sonia walks in and she's like, what's your name? And the girl's like, Bergen. She's like, okay, good. Not Birdie. Got it. Because if you remember the Birdie shade, last season or last?
Yeah. At that, oh, that was the most cringeworthy Ramona episode ever, because it was a good cause. And I caught that on my second viewing. The first viewing, I didn't catch it. But Sonia, she's always giving you something, isn't she?
Yeah, you got to watch out because there's always something there. And so this beginning scene is what they're happening. There's a little tennis ball scene between the two cliques. You know, I want to move on and kind of get into the nitty gritty. Luann says that there's a lot of screeching, you know, and Ramona says the same thing. But like Allie says, that's not a reason to kind of go after people. And I don't understand like why they're even bringing this up. These women are known for just screaming and hollering at each other. It's like they have no room to talk about someone's voice octaves. Leah says, you gotta thug her out. You gotta thug her out. You gotta tell people to respect you. So if you would check her, she would be like, I respect it. But would it be that easy? Do you guys agree that Leah You know, she plays it kind of like the street kind of smart. And she's like, if you check someone, they're going to know not to mess with you. What do we think about this, Ronnie?
You know, that's a great, I'm glad you asked that, because I like that it works for Leah. And I also, I did many AfterBuzz shows with Spicy Madi, and she would always say, anytime we did an after show, you teach people how to treat you. So while that makes a lot of sense for Leah, what worries me is that's not Tinsley. While I don't have a lot of sympathy for Tinsley, I just don't want her to be put in a position where she's got to be this thug, like, it, you know, in Leah's words. You know, it's one of the problems I have with Real Housewives of Potomac, that it started as a very eloquent show, very etiquette-driven show, and now it's just who could be the loudest and who could, you know, wave a knife. And I don't really like that for this show. I like when these ladies are able to get you with the words, but I don't necessarily need my soft, meek Tinsley to boss up. Like, that's not her character. I don't want to see that. Again, I always reference that I watched her CW show all those years ago, and I liked Tinsley. I do feel like she's not in the right space. What I think I want Tinsley to do is not be a thug. I want her to use her words. I thought of this last week, and I'm surprised I didn't mention it. Why in the heck, when Dorinda was sort of manipulating the Richard thing as grief, you know, like you had said, Lee, and you can't put a price on the grief, you know, that's like everyone's own thing. Tinsley also lost her father, you know, so they're. I just need her to use her words more. I don't need Tinsley to be a thug. I do not. That doesn't work for me.
Allie, what do you think about Ramona playing in the pond with Dorinda, and then in the confessional, she's like, she's victimizing Tinsley.
Oh my goodness. My thoughts were going back and forth the whole time when it came to Ramona. And as confused as we probably all were, because she was being a little fake, because she was saying one thing to Dorinda, and then, but at the end of the day, like, everything Ramona did say, I thought was kind of fair game. And why can't Ramona go and have these conversations with Dorinda, who's been her friend for all these years, but then still care about someone else? Like, I kind of liked everything Ramona gave us this episode, if I'm being honest. But
and Leah,
we'll get to it.
Why don't we bring the intervention? And Ramona's like, no, don't do that. What do you think an intervention is a good idea, Allie?
Yeah, I do. Because I think that's the only thing that's really going to solve anything, if it's even solvable. But I do. What?
You don't think it's going to make Dorinda blow up?
I think it will. But I we've already seen her blow up. And at this point, like, I feel like we've seen it. I don't know if she could get any scarier than that. Would be quite an episode. So, but I do think at the end of the day, they have to just have a talk, and just the two of them, like, not the other girls, just the two, like Ronnie said, they both experienced grief. Like, they can talk about that. And also, like Ronnie said, Tinsley has always been herself, even though people may not like her. She's not pretending to be Leah or to be this person. This is just how she is. And she's a little more fragile than the other girls. Dorinda is a bully. Dorinda needs to apologize, and Tinsley does need to speak to her and actually express her feelings. But yeah, I'd love to see these two just have a sit down, talk it out type of moment, because I feel like they could eventually just hug it out and be friends.
I know it seems really dark, right? I think it's dark right now, but you two, I do think Dorinda's going to realize her errors. I really do. And I think she is not going to grovel, but I think she's truly going to feel sorry and really pain-ridden and apologize. I can see this happening. And I don't think Tinsley's going to be a punk about it. I don't think Tinsley's going to be too, she might be hurt, but I think Tinsley will reconcile based on Dorinda's apology. And I think that's coming this season for sure.
For everybody watching, we want to let you know, thank you so much for watching and supporting our channel. Make sure to click subscribe if you're just passing through. Check out all the socials. We got a lot of content coming up for you guys specifically. But I wanted to bring up the fact that Ronnie's right. Dorinda has a heart of gold. So that's what I'm saying. For the people that are watching, like, I know we're giving a hard time to Dorinda, but we give credit when it's due. We know these people have sides that are vicious and, you know, for the camera, but we're all hurt. We're all lashing out at each other. Even here in our real lives, like, we do it to the people we love. I could give you an example right now, but I won't. We all do it to each other. But I do feel that Dorinda is going to come around, and I do feel she's going to be very apologetic at the reunion. She has to be. I mean, this is not a good look. So let's get into the life coach thing. You know, she said she's frustrated. But, you know, then again, you also say you're not interested in Tinsley. This is you not interested in Tinsley? Girl, you're interested in Tinsley. But she says it's all too much. You know, she says she's too different to understand her. I don't buy that. Just because we're different doesn't mean I'm not going to understand you. Like, girl, stop it. Like, the world is made out of rainbows and colors. Difference does not give you a pass. So maybe the grief thing, you'll play that card, but I just don't buy it. And I just want her to say why she doesn't like Tinsley. Just say it. Just say what is the reason, because, you know, Cardi B, what was the reason? What was the reason? Because, girl, I don't see it with the life coach. Allie, what do you think about this with the life coach?
I totally, everything you just said, I'm like, yes, the life coach scene, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing, like, if I'm being real, we've heard Dorinda's issues now for a few episodes and nothing's changing. She can go and talk it out. She can go to therapy. But at the end of the day, I think she does have a problem with Tinsley. But at this point, she's lashing out at anyone and everyone who gets in her way. And she is angry and bitter. And I don't know. I think she just needs to maybe chill for a minute, take a break from the girls. Obviously, we don't want to see that because it's the show and she's a housewife and she knows that that's her responsibility. But I'm just saying, I wish she would almost just take a vacation on her own, like go to Europe or something, like just get away, find yourself again. Because right now we're just seeing her attack anyone who does not agree with her or understand her or like all of these issues. And I do feel for Dorinda. I mean, who doesn't? Like, of course we feel bad for her, but again, she's just being a bully and she's taking out all of her pain on everyone else.
Not excusing her bad behavior, I actually like these scenes. You know, I have a problem with these shows where it's just amped up with no real stakes and, you know, one's yelling at another really, really fast. I like the scenes where, let's give an example, like a Dorinda versus a Luann, you know, those types of scenes, if they ever had an issue, drawing from the past, of course, it comes from a place and they've known each other for all these years. You know, Elisa's new Jill Zarin and Bethany. I like it when there's some real stakes. With that being said, there is this weird thing where we're not understanding why Dorinda is so, you know, bent up over Tinsley. But I do, you know, it's kind of like the therapy session years ago as Bethany was with her therapist, all roads lead to Rome. So I actually like us discovering it above and beyond. The life coach was gorgeous and they showed a lot of scenes of him. And I know they did that for us. and I just, to me, it is a refreshing scene because I don't want to gloss over that. I want Dorinda to, by way of the life coach, to talk out her issues. Like, I need that. That's the only way she's going to grow. And honestly, if they edited that out, it doesn't give me much for the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to know she got better. I want to see her get better. And that's good for me.
Well, Ronnie, she brings up the floods. She brings up the memories. She's saying, like, look, I'm not pulling this out of my ass. Like, I had a flood in my house, and then I had to go fix it. And doing that, I unpacked a lot of things and it just felt like the memories came flooding back. She didn't exactly say it in those words. Those are my words. She should have said it like that.
Yeah.
But that's basically what she was saying, because she's bringing up the grief thing. And I'm like, stop bringing up Richard and the grief. No one is going to feel on a level that they're going to give you a pass for it. You know what I mean? Maybe you should just say, you guys, maybe I didn't grieve right. Mm-hmm. Or properly, because you guys, I went to this house and the memories hit me in the face like a ton of bricks or something. Like, I just didn't know I had this in me. Now I'm unhappy. And now, and then, like, we would feel for you, but instead, it's just of other crap about not being unhappy because she just had a breakup and blah, 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 blah. It's like, girl, we're all miserable, okay? All miserable in our own way. So join the club. Because we're all victims too, like Ramon. Like Sonia said, like, we can't be victims. You know? So I don't know.
No, it's exactly, we were texting with Chelsea earlier today, and the key point, and I like Dorinda quite a bit. You know, she wasn't an early on favorite, but this season I'm still, for whatever reason, I'm still siding with her on a lot of issues. But the key point, and Chelsea mentioned this when we were texting earlier, Dorinda's not taking accountability. And you make such a good point that if she were to just say, oh, wow, I didn't realize that I went from this to this to this. Like we see that a lot in Vanderpump Rules. I know we're not supposed to talk about Vanderpump Rules here, but like Jax goes from losing a father to an engagement to a this to a that. And then when those things are over, you're kind of looking up and it's quiet and it's dark and you're not living the life you want. I thought the biggest change with Dorinda was when she moved apartments. You know what I mean? Once she got that empowerment, she realized that her life was valued at a different space. So accountability will go a long freaking way for this lady, for sure.
Well, we're going to get into my favorite part of the episode. But, you know, while we're on topic, if you do want to hear more about how much I despise Jax and the Vanderpump Rules franchise, make sure to watch It's Bravo Bitch on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. This week, a total hottie from New York, Pet Shop Boy, is going to be on.
Chatted with them before, yeah.
Great. He's kind of Instagram famous for dancing in the Lisa Rinna Halloween outfit. Like, he won Halloween last year.
And he just interviewed Leah also.
Leah Mopp?
Yeah, he just interviewed her on the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, I said that on the show. I'm like, he just interviewed Leah and Jennifer Aydin. So hopefully he'll bring us some good tea. Make sure to check that out. Wednesdays, It's Bravo Bitch, produced by AfterBuzz TV. So thank you so much. Let's join the ladies in this bathhouse. I love a bathhouse.
Oh, the first time you said that.
Oh my gosh. I just love
sitting around getting pampered. You know, Tinsley said she sleeps with her jewelry on, so she's like, I don't trust this place. To say this about the New York ladies, y'all need to relax. There is life below Canal Street. The weather doesn't change, okay? Yes, there is more gates you'll pull down, but get with the downtown vibe. Hello, Carol Radzik. Like, you got to be with the downtown. That's where the parties are at. There's no parties in the 70s on the Upper East Side. There's nothing out there but beautiful brownstones and, you know, the freaking, what's that theater? The Beacon Theater, you know? Like, come on. I know New York like the back of my hand. Let's see. Okay. You know you're old when you complain about the downtown, but all the ladies went in and they look like Handmaid's Tale. What a perfect scene. This was the funniest scene to me, between getting beat by the bushes to the sex talk and Leah's butt. Let's start with Allie.
Yeah, this was definitely, I think, my favorite scene, maybe out of this whole season, close to the pool scene with Sonia and Leah and Tinsley. But oh my goodness, this was hilarious. I mean, I'm crying right now and you're making me laugh so hard, but it was so true. Like, as much as I think that the girls need to get off their high horse, it's still a spa, like, come on, it's not that bad. We're young, it's downtown, like, it's cool, it's hip. At the end of the day, this is why we love this show, because they are better than that. And this is the Real Housewives of New York. And if they didn't act that way, it would have been a different show. So I loved getting their little comments about it. Sonia, when she first showed up, she said graffiti land or something. I was just so, oh, I love her. But yeah, I thought the whole scene was funny. Ramona with the bushes and getting whacked. And she was like, don't get my hair dirty. And then they just walk downstairs and they're drinking vodka. I don't know. I've never seen a spa like that, but I do want to go there.
This is a whole improved spa. Ronnie, ginger vodka, yay or nay?
When I went?
Ginger vodka, yay or nay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would. Okay. I would. This scene was fantastic. This was actually the opposite of what I was saying a bit ago when Tinsley did the boxing with the guy, and it was supposed to be this fish out of water scene. I don't think that played well. This played well. And whichever side you're on, that's fine. You could be cool downtowner. You could be elite Upper East Side kind of chick. Doesn't matter. What I love is the fish out of water element. You know, I've got an apartment in Bushwick, so it's way, if those ladies didn't like below 14th, they definitely not gonna like, you know, Myrtle Broadway. I'm just saying. So with that being said, I thought it played out well. And it's just like what Allie said, that we need these women to look within disgust. Like, we want Luann to be like, oh God, it's a pending grade. Like, that's what this show is. And I thought it played really well and cute for everybody. It didn't make Leah look like she was talking trash about them, you know, making them sound too pretentious, which she does sometimes. But it also didn't make the ladies feel too stuffy. Yes, they made some self-deprecating jokes, and I thought it was really cool. And then it just gave me, Leanne, you would agree, bathhouse vibes, baby. You know, it's a dirty, dirty world down there, and we love it. You know, shake the tits, baby. Shake the tits.
God, we've been in quarantine for so long. That's automatically what we thought about when we saw this scene. I was like, I've been in a towel and had men beating me with bushes. It was really funny. You know, Sonia's like, I'm going to get into S&M. There's something about getting beat, and it does make you feel better. So lots of little jokes in there. Let's talk about the meat of the episode. And that's this scene right here in this spa. They go downstairs, you know, the vodka's flowing, and Ramona, she tries to be like, you know, I'm not perfect. And Sonia's like, uh-oh, when she starts a sentence.
Oh,
like,
that was funny. That was funny. That was so funny.
I'm not perfect, but Lord knows, when you're upset, you just go for the jugular. You just go for it, for the kill. And Dorinda's like, yeah, you should know. You do it all the time. You should recognize the behavior. Like, anything that Ramona had for Dorinda, Dorinda had it right back. She's like, you're a little scary. And Dorinda's like, yeah, I've been scared plenty of times. So it's like, it was just not going to go down like that. Dorinda was going to be like, hi, my name is Pot and your name is Kettle. Ronnie, yes. What do you think about this?
I think it gets hard for me to defend Dorinda when it comes to that. I thought she was okay. So on the bad side of it, Dorinda's behavior, no good, right? That was a little petty. Yeah, even if Ramona stuck her, you know, she shouldn't have said nothing. You still don't need to lay into her. But now when we talk about Epic Housewives commentary, I like that from Dorinda, because let me tell you, I feel like I see in my head the people who write out their rebuttals, you know what I mean? But that to me was Ramona came with her stuff and Dorinda was going to bite anybody's head off. And that, we have to give a little credit, because that is why we watch the show. On a personal behavior, no. On a great line that I want to see, you know, recited later on, we give Dorinda major points. The only part that I really defend or want to take Dorinda's perspective, because I don't know if the rest of the panel is that I still continuously don't know why, maybe it's the edit, why when the conversations are happening, does Tinsley be quiet and then wait for things to get excited? And then she chip-chaps these weird things. I'm going to tell you right now, I got a lot of love for a lot of people. But nobody, like, I respect everybody, but you can't tell me to respect you. Like, that's not, like, I got love for you. I respect off the general standpoint. You don't tell me how to act towards you. So that part I thought was a little tacky by Tinsley. Like, I just don't know what she's trying. Huh?
You can if you're a boss.
But she's not, and that's why, this is why problem with Tinsley. Which lane are you playing? Are you playing soft, or are you playing like, you know, respect me, and this is what I believe in, this is what I stand in? And that, I think, is where I could side with Dorinda. I know Chelsea wouldn't be a fan of this comment, but I don't know. I struggle with that a little. That's all I got to say about that.
Allie, what did you think about Ramona? Because Leah's like, a toast to us, and Ramona's like, take your hat off.
I love Ramona. This episode, you guys, like, everything she said, I just thought it was appropriate. I don't know. I mean, well, nothing she ever says is quite appropriate, but it's funny. And it's never, like, too harmful, so it's fine. Again, Leah doesn't really get offended at anything, which is nice. I don't really think Dorinda, like, had a right to snap back at Ramona in that moment, just because Leah was bringing up, like, let's clear the air. Like, they wanted to address the issue with Tinsley. And instead, now we're just about to get this, like, little cattiness with Ramona and Dorinda, which isn't really what we needed. But again, like, Dorinda was right. Like, Ramona does always go for the jugular too. Like, and they're both very similar in that way. So it was entertaining, to say the least. But, and with Tinsley, I get what you mean, Ronnie. Like, she'll just kind of join at the wrong times. But again, that's such a easy thing for us to say from someone just watching it, you know, like, oh, I would have done that differently, or she should have done this. But we never know what it's like being in the moment. And maybe she was just so upset she couldn't find the words. So overall, I'm still standing by Tinsley, but this scene was definitely entertaining.
Like when Tinsley was sitting there listening, like kind of like a double dutcher, like gonna jump in and stuff, she couldn't have jumped in right there. It was such an intricate part of the conversation. Someone is standing up for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like when someone's like, she has been through a lot. You don't do this to her. The girl's not going to be like, yeah, I've been through a lot.
Yeah, you're like.
You just like sit back and let her do her thing. Because that's what Ramona was doing. It just didn't work because Dorinda was like, I'm not going to let you have this moment. Anything you throw out, I'm going to throw it back at you because you are a motherfucking monster as well. You are a monster, you know, but she's our monster. She's our monster.
You said that, and yes. That's true. That's
true. You know, like I said, it just was not going to be a smooth landing. These ladies are sandpaper. Let's move on to the kind of end of the episode. We meet Leah's sister, Sarah, which was a nice dynamic to see more of the family.
Yeah.
She brought up the drinking thing. And we see later on in the preview for the next episode, this bitch is crazy. She cannot be drinking. Like you, okay, like I have been there a million times, don't get me wrong. But like when you throw up, when people are babysitting you, or when like the next day you have the alcohol guilt because you just said too much crap, you need to take a break because it's supposed to be fun. You know, we're supposed to all have a good time. And Leah's sister's like, mom is not happy about this. What do we think about this dynamic? Oh, and one more thing.
Yes.
The most important part. Pita chip boy? Oh my God.
I forgot about that.
If you share my nudes, girl, I am coming for that ass. And I'm going to get it. And I'm a revenge. Like, you don't share my nudes. And Leah, don't you know better? Never attach your face to a nude. Never. Go ahead and send a nude. Just don't put your face in it.
I've only done the one nude, and it was chin below. Like, that's no, my face was not attached. I mean, you know what my chin looks like, but baby, no.
Until the end. I will deny it until the end.
Yes.
That's not me. That's not the good lighting. I love the scene. I love the scene, you guys. It was so freaking refreshing. And this is, you know, I feel like sometimes I come in pretty strongly, whereas it almost sounds like I'm not feeling Leah. But I love Leah. I like the improper etiquette situation. I don't like possibly what's going to happen next episode because it looks like she's railing against the girls, and I don't necessarily love that. But this was good. And this, I want to keep peeling the onion back. As far as like the mother and Leah. And I thought the sister being infused to the show was fantastic. You know, my big thing with this show is we can't have Sonia drunk every episode. We can't have Leah drunk every episode. We need to sort of set stuff up. And this to me was, as we talked about at the open of the show, was fantastic because I don't need them all congregating yelling. Like that to me doesn't, there's no peaks and valleys. And in my housewife shows, I like a peak in a valley. And it just showed more Leah. And we need that because here's the weird thing. I am sort of feeling like we need something else. You know what I'm saying? Not that Leah's invalid. She's a great new cast member. But I'm like missing Barb, or I'm feeling like we need more Elise, like to balance everything out. So this was a fantastic home run episode for Leah, for sure.
Allie?
I completely agree with that. I think, like you said earlier, we haven't been seeing a lot of Luann. So I do think maybe I wish next episode, maybe we will see some more of her. But, and I know she's going through a lot now with the not drinking, but they are like shoving this whole drunk girl thing down our throat. We've been seeing it and I'm here for it. Okay. It's great TV, but I agree. It's Sonia and then it's Leah, Sonia, Leah. And I'm excited for next episode though, just because I feel like we're about to see again this crazy side of Leah, and I totally think it's valid that her mom is mad at her for drinking again, because we're seeing she's like a freshman in college, like the girl can't handle her alcohol. But we have seen her handle it, okay, we've seen her do it before. She can have like one vodka tonic or something and be fine, but then we see it on the other spectrum and it's wild and it's a lot. So I'm wondering if next episode, if she's gonna do something crazy, if some more drama is gonna be brought up, or if she's just gonna be like a fun drunk who maybe just gets a little too crazy.
May I ask one question? Do we know if Leah's past includes just this alcoholism, which is what's making the mom nervous, or is there some drug use in her earlier years to play? I just kind of wondered what's happening there.
I don't want to judge, but
yeah.
No, I'm just asking.
Who knows? She's a good-looking, young, hip girl in New York City. That's all I'm going to say. So let's move on to the apartments of Ramona Singer, the apartment of Ramona Singer, where she's having the girls over. You know, one girl showed up with sunglasses. Get out of here. It's nighttime. You know, Dorinda comes in with a dictionary. Schadenfreude, maybe. Schadenfreude. you know, I love this scene because Ramona's like showing off that she's social, and she's like, I might be 60, whatever, years old, but people come over my house and it's hip and we have wine and, you know, we all network and it's great, you know. And Elise comes in and she's like, yeah, nice place. Where are your condoms? Let me go check out the nightstand. Oh my God. That's a lot, but I was here for it.
Yeah.
Here for the messiness.
Yeah.
Condoms in the nightstand. Yay or nay? I personally don't use them, so I don't.
I'm going to say yay, safety first.
Yeah, there's condoms in the nightstand. Yes.
Always be prepared. I thought it was a great scene with Elise. I think Elise stepped up. I think, like, literally, as Leanne said, like, she's giving us Shannon Doherty older vibes. Like, there's something that is really bringing her alive now. I've always kind of liked the idea of Elise, whether I liked her or she just represented something that was anti, you know, she's a little bit more in the Ramona world. And it's fantastic. And I got to say, this has been my highest scorecard for Ramona in every season ever. And I think it's because I look at like my mother's around that age, Ramona's age. And a lot of people that we know that hit that age, they sort of just, you know, are more relaxed. It's kind of exciting and rejuvenating for her to be giggly about, like, yo, I'm still a socialite and I got this rocking body. And you know, I think the only time it gets bad for me is the episode where she had like the birthday with this group of friends and then the other birthday with the other. I didn't like that because that seems a little like you're trying to hurt people's feelings but acting like you didn't. But this right here, bringing people together and being proud of it, I had no problem with it at all. And I thought it was really cute. I like her new apartment. It looks like she's moved lower than like she was up in the 90s before. It looks like she's right at the 59th Street Bridge area now.
It looks like she's right by Columbus Circle and that kind of area.
On the east side, yeah.
I mean, not Columbus. Yeah.
Beyond the plaza, above 59th, yeah.
Exactly, like Lincoln, almost by the Lincoln Center over there. But no, I totally agree. And you know what, though? I do want to talk about this with Ramona. You know, she is a hip lady, and I love that about your perspective, Ronnie. You're always there to, like, lift women of that age up, and I'm here for it. I love that. Just wanted to point that out. But the one thing that Ramona did, though, that I didn't notice until the apartment scene, I didn't notice that she had fat shamed Sonia at the spa.
Yeah.
She came up at the apartment scene and she's like, Ramona told me that I needed to lose 10 pounds so I could be beautiful. Like, bitch, I look good with all types of weight. And I agree. I didn't like that. I didn't hear that. But what did you guys think about this? And I like that Sonia brought her an extra large dress.
And she was just like over in the corner eating the whole time. Like, we got some great shots of just Sonia not caring. I didn't hear it at the spa either. I actually went back because I was like, whoa, she did not say that. But I couldn't find it. So maybe they just, I don't know. But anyway, bad shame on you, Ramona. That was not okay. I don't know. Yeah, I was sad to hear it. And I feel like Sonia kind of handled it in a very mature way. Like, she let her know she was hurt and that it wasn't okay, but she didn't make some big fuss about it. Like, we already have so much going on right now with Dorinda and Tinsley. And Sonia, you know, was upset and hurt, but she just kind of like was able to roll her eyes and, you know, put it behind her. Sonia knows she's beautiful. And I don't think it really got to her, but still not okay that Ramona said that at all.
This really connected to me because, I mean, in my adult life, I've been upwards towards 320 pounds and also at 175 pounds. And now I'm the beauty that you see today. So weight has really been a challenge for me. And I think where I really resonated with Sonia was if you go back to a couple episodes and she talks, seasons rather, and she talks about when she was on the antidepressants and she had gained some weight and it kind of did mess with her. I felt like what Sonia said is exactly what I would say. Let it be my problem. Let me have low confidence. Let me try to overcome. But you don't tell me anything, because the moment it becomes your opinion, I love myself at anybody's style. That doesn't mean I have my own insecurities and want to grow. And so I thought, I'm glad Sonia didn't rip her a new one, make it a big deal. She kind of did the best thing that you can do, and she dismissed the F out of Ramona as if she didn't appear in the scene. And I thought that was really, really cool.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do when someone is being that ridiculous. You know, it's like, I've worked on myself for 50 something years, like Sonia. And then she's like, for you to come in and make a jab about 10 pounds. You know what? And this brings it back just to like perspective. I've dealt with a lot of weight issues myself and a lot of yo-yoing, like 20 pounds here and there, just lose 20, gain 20, lose 20 all the time. So I look back at all my past photos and I go, I was so thin, and I was sitting there complaining at that moment about being so fat. And I'm like, I was thin at that time. It's just like, we constantly just think the worst of each other. I mean, the worst of our own. We don't need other people doing it for us.
Exactly.
But Leanne, I also think that it's important that she acted the way she did and the way I was vulnerable and the way you were, because like when I first met you, I didn't know about your yo-yo either. And I like fell in love with the person who Leanne is as a commentator, as a true actor talent. And then I found out that other part of you. So there was more layers to you and more vulnerability. So I'm glad that she did that. I'm glad she didn't mask it. I think there's a lot of times where we, and especially those are on reality shows, they mask that really dark stuff. And I struggle with it myself. Like, I'm a commentator working at AfterBuzz, you know what I mean? And I'm pushing 40. That's something people don't like to say. But there is a great power in just owning what you're going through, giving it to the world, and the fans like it. And I think that's why we really like Sonia's moment. And she wasn't drunk for the first time. Okay. And so what if she was pigging out?
Let's get into the meat of the episode. You know, everything's fine. But like I said earlier, Dorinda came in with the dictionary. And while everything was all smooth, literally the second we got done kissing each other's faces. I didn't like what you did yesterday. I didn't like what you did yesterday, Ramona. You know what you are? You're a Schrodenfreuder. What? How do you say that word?
I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Schrodenfreude. It means like you take pleasure of other people's like misfortunes or even as not as deep as like when someone falls, you find it funny, like pleasure in other people's pain. And it just really pissed Ramona off. And I understand what Ramona did at the time at the spa, but it's a different day. Ramona wasn't giving you the vibes. I know you came in pissed off about it, but you literally just did what Ramona did. You want privacy. You want someone to pull you aside, and then you just give it to Ramona there in front of everyone. Ramona gave it right back to her. I could see it in her eyes. She was pissed. And she was like, you know what, Dorinda? I'm sorry you're so unhappy. I'm sorry you're so unhappy. And it's like, finally, we said it. The truth. Because that's what it really is. It doesn't have to do with anything but Dorinda being unhappy. So then she leaves. Ramona's like, maybe you should just go. She chases her out. Crocodile tears. Fake tears. Don't leave. I just was like, oh God, I don't want to be alone. Dorinda's like, I don't want to be alone either. And I'm like, you know what? How about you're all going to be alone? Cause no one's going to be alone.
Oh my God.
Ronnie.
Yes.
Okay. Lowest rating on the scorecard in a couple of weeks is my thoughts on Dorinda. While I do still feel like she was all right when she came at Tinsley in the bathhouse, talking about, you know, don't tell me to respect you. I was okay with that. But a lot of the other parts I wasn't okay with. I think Dorinda looked beautiful in her therapy or a life coach. I think she looked beautiful coming into Ramona's house. But I do not like a calculated attack. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you're about, then either A, you don't show up, or B, you let it on from the beginning. Because what she tried to do, I think, was to throw Ramona off guard. And that, to me, is a little unfair. Like I said, I've defended Dorinda on a couple things, but that I didn't really like. And I also think that she doubled down on the exact thing that bugged her. So therefore, it was very calculated. Like, she was embarrassed that she was trying to get this resolved with Tinsley and Leah and, you know, the whole scenario at the bathhouse. Yet you purposely saw all of her friends and knew that that would embarrass the heck out of her. And I just thought that was not a hot move at all for Dorinda.
And they were loving it. They're like, oh my God, this is worth seeing it in person, the fight. Holly, what do you think about this?
That's funny. I completely agree with Ronnie. That was just so rude. And who does that? Like, who just shows up to someone's house when they prepared this food and their friends are there that you maybe don't know or aren't that close with? That's embarrassing. And she did. She waited right until that moment. Everybody was around. And it was cringy to watch. And I really wish Dorinda left. And I wish Sonia didn't even go with her. I just wish Dorinda left and everyone else stayed and didn't care, because I was so mad at her when she did that. And I was happy that Ramona came back with some fire and didn't just like sit on it and like whatever. Like, she kind of got in her face a little bit, and I was happy to see that. And she called her out. She is unhappy, and stop bringing your negative, terrible energy, especially into Ramona's gorgeous new apartment with her friends. Like, you're not welcome. Good vibes only, Dorinda. No.
I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone either. I want to be alone forever. And then I'm just like, what is this? Gosh, I am what I am.
Well, I mean, all roads lead to Rome. That's the issue. The issue is where they're at in their lives, you know? And I don't know. I just, like I said, my comments on Dorinda positively is she looked beautiful at Life Coach. And she looked beautiful in Ramona's home. But some of the other moves were a little off this episode. And she's going to have to get this intervention. I'm not a big fan of the intervention. I feel like you could take me to the side. But it's showing that enough people maybe have already taken her to the side. Maybe we didn't see that in the edit. That they're going to have to make a bigger move. So let's see.
Well, we've already talked about it. Next episode, Leah gets crazy drunk. And she definitely pulls out the Lacage moments. She's like, I'm surprised she wasn't dressed up like a drag queen yelling, I am what I am. Because she literally goes off the deep end. At one point, I see Sonia dragging her across the field. Like, she's being dragged. I'm just like, girl, I can't wait to get that drunk after quarantine.
I don't know if I'm gonna like it though, Leah, next episode. I don't know if this is gonna be a high scorecard for me with Leah, because I love that I am what I am, and to Lacage, like, it's very much about you and your expression. I am what I am and not respecting the space. Like, you're going to Newport. I went to Newport for a wedding. I went to the Rosecliff Mansion, beautiful wedding last year. Like, I can't just come in. I'm a little bit dusty. I dress dusty. It is what it is. But you have to respect the space. So I don't know how I'll feel next episode.
She does not respect it. She's like, what am I going to get kicked out of Newport? Allie, what are your predictions for this episode?
I don't know. I have no idea what we're about to see. I'm ready to see it, though. I will say I love Sonia and Leah together, because as crazy as they are, it is so entertaining. Like, they could go off and do a spin-off show together or something, just of them two getting drunk the whole time, and I would be so here for it. But yeah, I hope that Leah, you know, I really have loved Leah this season, so I hope that we don't see her do something completely terrible that kind of ruins my likeness of her, but we'll see.
I figured out what I feel like we're missing this season, you two. Luann and respectively Ramona, dating more. I want to see that. And I think that sparked my mind when Luann had said, obviously back a couple episodes ago when she saw the instructor or whatever and she got excited, but also when she was getting patted down. I'm like, you know, obviously we had a huge emotion with the whole Tom situation. That's years ago. Luann is...
Next episode, Sonia's like, should we go down there and get our mojo back? Like, it's coming.
Good. Yeah.
It's coming. So make sure to check us out next Friday, obviously, for the next after show for the Real Housewives of New York City. We're here every single week. Guys, make sure to check out It's Bravo, Bitch. It's a fairly new podcast, about a year old, but it's growing. Lots of guests, lots of important people are noticing. Bravo itself is tagging me in like posts. So make sure to follow with Bravo Bitch Podcast on Instagram. Subscribe to the AfterBuzz channel so you can see it live. It's fantastic. Follow all the socials, because these people right here, my family, we're doing this for you guys. We love you guys. We love the support. We're sorry we're not live and you can't engage, but leave a comment that you watched and that you enjoyed it. And I will shout you guys out next episode. We love you guys. We're doing this here for you. So make sure to follow my fellow co-host as well, because they're bringing out this content just for the love for you guys. We love you. I'm Hollywood Lee, and it's my favorite day of the week. Ronnie, where can we find you? What do you want to promote?
All my stuff is randomlyronniejr.com. That links out to where it needs to go. And you usually find me every single week supporting Leon's show on Wednesday. This week, you chatted with one of the Below Deck gals. And every week, it's a real big assemblage of all Bravo shows. You know, I don't watch too much Atlanta, but I watch enough of it to kind of feel something. And Beverly Hills as well. And so Leon's show kind of encompasses it all together. So each and every week, I'm not only watching, but I'm also commenting, because it's a really great show. So
thank you, Ronnie. You're the best. I love that. Mm-hmm. Allie, where can we find you? What do you want to promote, babe?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Alexandra Janes. And I also do some Bravo covering for Camp Getaway on Tuesdays right here at AfterBuzz at 6 p.m.
I've heard things. What do you think of it?
It's really interesting. It's about camp, but for adults. So they just go and get drunk. Like it's like the lake's there and you're in cabins and you have counselors, but you go clubbing at 2 a.m. and maybe go skinny dipping in the lake. It's a fun time and it's a fun after show for sure. You guys should check it out.
It's an orgy in the forest. Yeah. I'm going to have Allie and Eric. Is Erica Edwards on your panel?
No.
Oh, she's not. I heard her. Oh, maybe she was just talking.
Maybe she was originally and then got off of it. But yeah.
Well, regardless, I'm going to have Allie come on. It's Bravo Bitch to talk about Camp Getaway. Yes. I'm going to have Erica on eventually. Oh, that's what she's on. She's doing Worst Cooks in America. And Sonia's on that.
Yes.
So, make sure to pop into It's Bravo Bitch on Wednesdays. We love you guys. And we'll see you next week. Bye, After Buzzers.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.